Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 December 2023. Welcome to this broadcast. We're going to have a guest on in a second that I have on at least a couple months, have for quite a few years now. And I'm going to tell you tonight, if you have any health questions about yourself, your family, a friend, if you want answers tonight, we're going to talk to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from BioCare Hospital, a gentleman that I wish I could go see more often than what I have. I've been down there twice. I'd love to go back again. I really would for a lot of reasons. I'll discuss that in a minute. But, folks, if you have any health questions, we're going to take phone calls from everybody tonight. If you call last night, that's fine. Health questions tonight are open for you immediately. If you want to call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, if you call early, of course, you have time to get the answers maybe before we have to rush somebody else. So give us a call. Prayer question tonight sent to us from our brother up in Pennsylvania, dear Everhart. Asked for prayer for Bob Martin. Pastor Bob Martin had a stroke. So keep Pastor Bob in your prayers. Folks, I'm going to tell you what. I don't care who you are. And what kind of man you are, or a woman, eventually your body's going to quit on you. Eventually. You take care of them best you can. You try to do what's right before God, taking care of the vessel that he gave you. But eventually, we all have situations. So keep Bob in prayers, please. And don't forget, I mentioned last night a 21-page expose on companies founded by Masons. Now, folks, I'm shocked. And when I saw that, I was shocked. I copied it off copy. If you have a computer, you can find it online, I'm sure. But if you don't, I think you'd find it very interesting to see how much the Masons have controlled this country financially. And I seriously mean that. The donation, pay postage, folks, whatever, $6, $7, $8. Whatever you can send, we'd appreciate it. Postage is getting to be so out of sight. We offered a book on specials, y'all know, last month on the Grand Design Exposed. I mean, we give a giveaway price. I should have known better. $7. We sent one to the West Coast in Washington State. The postage alone was $14. I'm serious. This is what eats us alive, and that's why I have to ask for help to pay the bills. Postage goes up every few months. So this the article on 21 pages on the Masonic powers that be that owns many corporations. If you want to copy that, if you can send a few bucks, like $7, $8, whatever, pay the postage, we'd appreciate it. And it's embarrassing to ask the prices we have to, but if we don't cover the postage, folks, we don't do too well keeping the power bill paid either, if you know what I'm saying. Now, like I was saying, our guest tonight is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. A gentleman I went down to see twice in person in Mexico, his hospital in Tijuana. The first time I went, I was nervous. Never been there before, didn't know what to think. We were there for a week. And they treat us like we were somebody. They treat us like they really cared for us. It's almost like you're going to a resort only for your health. Went down the second time for 2 weeks. Went through the complete program. Did everything we could to try to give our bodies a boost and help some things in our bodies. And it's an overall checkup. You'll just go through everything and have everything done. And I have to tell you, folks, this is unlike anything you've ever done in your life as far as taking care of yourself. This hospital is not a hospital that you go into and they put you in a room. You stay there all day long. After you get through doing all the things they put you through to make you feel better, the chelation, whatever it is that you're in schedule to do that day, you get the rest day to yourself. You can go downtown Tijuana and buy souvenirs if you want. They'll even send you a driver with you, take you down. It's a phenomenal place to be. And if you like good food, and you know I do, they have a chef. They don't have a kitchen where they just cook anything. They have chefs on duty that make meals that are absolutely delicious and beautiful to look at, believe it or not. So Dr. Rodriguez had been doing this now for a long time. Matter of fact, he told me to go that he just had his 80th birthday a couple weeks ago. But you wouldn't know by looking at him. You wouldn't know by how he keeps moving all the time into something every day. And folks, all I can say is, if you have any questions tonight about your health, if you don't call tonight and ask, then I want to say, I mean, you're not really serious about what they're getting better, because this gentleman can probably help you in some way to get your body better. And the hospital is available to you too, just like it is to anybody else, if you want to go down and try to find some help in a natural way to take care of your body. Dr. Rodriguez, welcome to the program. It's good to have you.
Thank you very much, Pastor. It's always an honor to be in your program. I'm very happy to be with you and, well, continuing a conversation that ever since we met, it's never stopped.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. And we go back several years now, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have talked many, many times. Sometimes we've been fortunate to do it in person, but we have been talking to each other for many, many years now, and it's always a pleasure.
Well, thanks to our brother, went on to be with the Lord, Lindsay Williams, who introduced me to you many, many years ago, mm-hmm. and we got to go know each other, and I consider you a friend. I don't get to see you very often, a couple times, actually, but I consider you a friend. I know that if I had a situation, I could call you, and you help me. I know that. That's absolutely who you are. Now, folks, again, lines open already at 844-769-2944. I don't care if you have arthritis. I don't care if you have cancer. I don't care what it is. You can get some answers tonight if you want to. And I'm gonna kick it off with something, Dr. Rodriguez, if you don't mind. I'm 75 years old now. And by the grace of God, I think I'm in pretty good shape. I mean, nothing seems to be totally quitting on me yet. But I have noticed in my knuckles and my fingers get a little stiff. The dexterity is not as like it used to be. And sometimes they ache a little bit. What is that? What can do for it?
Well, this is inflammation, obviously. As our body swells, the joints have little cushions, and these little cushions are the ones that allow the bone to rotate and to move one against the other without rubbing and without hurting. But as they swell a little bit, they make the joint a little bit stiff, as you say. And as we start moving, and many of you have noticed that you start your movements in a little problematic way. And then as we move and move, all of a sudden, you're going to see that you begin to develop the movement a lot easier, because as we move, the swelling goes down. Actually, movement is anti-inflammatory. You have seen, for example, people doing Tai Chi in places like in Japan and China. It's been done because where you move movements, rhythmic movements, and that's what we should begin the day with. In many societies, like in Northern Europe, as you get older, you begin your day with different movements, just to keep your body in much better shape, and that's going to allow you to get rid of this inflammation. So physical activity, in one word, is probably the best thing you can do to avoid that. And of course, what we eat, the food, just make sure that we don't eat more salt than what we really need. Make sure that we are taking our veggies and that type of thing. A lot of advice that we really know we should do, and many times we don't do it because, well, we go just for the pleasure of doing something that we like, but we know it's not good for us. If we can avoid salt or added salt, or if we can avoid added sugar, we can avoid foods that really provide nothing, like sweets and soda pop and ice creams and so forth. That's going to be very good. I know you don't do, but I'm just saying in general.
Right.
So as we get older, we have to be a little bit more careful, just as we are with a car. When you have a brand new car, you can dare to do a lot of things because you know the car is going to do very well. But as we have an older car, we are more conscientious about what the car can do and what it cannot do and how much we can expose it to pressure. So we begin to be more careful, and as we're more careful, then we can have our car last longer and deliver the service that we need. And that's exactly what we have to do with the body. As we age, we have to be more conscientious about that. Don't ask yourself to do things you used to do simply because you can. And this is also very important because as we get older, for example, equilibrium is not the same, and many of you that are in my age group will know that. But I have seen many times people doing things they shouldn't do, like taking bulky things, and I say, don't do that. And they say, but it's not heavy. It's not the heaviness. It's if you have a bulky, awkward type of thing in your hands and moving, or if you're going upstairs and downstairs without keeping a free hand to hold the rail, you might get trapped into something and you lose your balance and there you go. You might end up with a fracture that's going to take you to the hospital and incapacitate you and give you problems. So we have to be a little bit more conscientious and make sure that we keep weight, that we keep balance. And now that I'm talking about balance, I want to mention vitamin D, because we have discovered that one of the best ways to keep a very good balance is by having a healthy level of vitamin D. And the problem with vitamin D, because I have patients that tell me, but doctor, I work outside and I do activities outdoors, and I think I get enough sunshine, etc. But the problem is that, again, as we get older, we lose the ability to turn the things we should into vitamin D. And that gives us a problem. So make sure you have a good vitamin D level. How do you do that? You can ask your doctor. You can say, doctor, I wonder if I have a good vitamin D level, and could you test it? It's just a simple, inexpensive blood test that wasn't available a few years ago, but now it's readily available, inexpensive, and we can have our good reading. And if you don't, or if you are hesitant about whether to do it or not to do it, let me tell you that in this time and age, supplementation is very important, very handy. And vitamin D, for example, so far so good. There are not really reports of overdoing it or doing too much. So if we take some vitamin D as a supplement, we're going to be better off than if we take nothing, even without really knowing what level we are in. But if you go to your doctor and you can check it out, perfect. That's going to be better.
Well,
but if not...
I want to say this. It's been several months ago. Remember, I sent you a blood test, checked my vitamin D, and you said I was doing well on vitamin D. And again, the balance is part of my situation I'm working on right now, doing different exercises. But the hand situation, quick question on that. Are the you've seen the hand exercises that you squeeze? Is that a good thing to use for that?
Yes, yes, it is. It's very good. It's really good.
I can see the dexterity isn't what it used to be. I hate that.
No,
I mean, it's just the way it is.
You know, I had a patient that gave me this. She gave me this advice, and I think it was very wise. She told me one day, because we're talking about these things, and then she tells me, "You know what, doctor? As we get older, we should be humble, or more humble than before, and we have to accept it as a fact of life and do everything we can." Because the other side of the problem is that I see many people who are humble enough to accept the changes of aging, but they're not older; they're simply sick. So don't. On one hand, we have to be humble about accepting certain things, but we have to be careful enough and be aware that many times this might be a condition that has an answer for it. So many times I see people that say, "Well, you know, doctor, you know, I have this." This year I had a patient that I became very, very good friend with her. And when I saw her, because she's the mother of another patient, and he brought her in, and when I saw her, she didn't really look good. And when I talked to her, she told me that, well, she was aging, that she couldn't do this, that she didn't care for going out anymore, that her day was just getting up, eating something, sitting by a window that she had to look outside. She could look at the street, and she saw people walking by, etc. And she told me that for her, this was her daily life because she was old and she couldn't do anything else. And she didn't care to do anything else. And when I saw her and started reviewing her, I told her, "You know what? I have two good things for you. The bad thing is that, yes, you have health problems. But the good one is that I have an answer for all of them, and you're going to feel the difference." By the time she left the hospital, she was a different person, because we were correcting a lot of deficiencies that she had. She had a thyroid dysfunction. She had other hormonal problems. And she went back to her normal life, to go out and go to a dinner and take an outing and make a trip, etc. And everybody was very happy. So on one hand, yes, we have to say, well, I'm getting older. I cannot do what I used to do. But on the other hand, be aware and say, is this a problem just because I'm getting old? Or this problem is because there's something I'm missing. There's something that's happening in my body that might be able to be changed for the better and be healthier. So that's my advice. Yes, be good, but be watchful. We have to be watchful to make sure that we're in good shape. And I tell people, the first thing you have to do is, when you are on a highway, you're driving, you're having fun, you're listening to the radio, you have no concerns whatsoever, and you feel something in the car all of a sudden, like it starts jerking or doing something, whatever, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look at the dashboard to see if you can identify something immediately of what's going on. Well, we have a dashboard. We people have a dashboard. And our dashboard should be take an immediate look to numbers and things we do not need a doctor to check. We can do them ourselves without any problem. And that dashboard should, we should look immediately at what's our weight, what is our blood pressure, what is our sugar level, and simple things like that are going to tell you, okay, I think the important things are in check. Now let's take a look at other things. But if your blood pressure is, which is one of the, it's called the silent killer, to make it simple. High blood pressure is not going to give you anything, it's not going to hurt, it's not going to tell you anything until you really have a problem. So make sure you check your blood pressure every now and then. Make sure you check your weight every now and then. And make sure you try to keep it within reasonable levels. If you say, I'm 250 or 260 pounds, and I'm 5'10", you're overweight. I mean, you don't need a doctor to tell you that. And I don't have a problem with overweight. Believe me, I don't, everybody is the way everybody is, and I don't have any judgment to do or anything like that. It's just that when people are overweight, they're telling me story. They're telling me story of things that they are doing wrong. They're telling me story of how they are eating, how they are not having physical activities, how they are neglecting their bodies. And that tells me that's where I have to begin. I have to sit down and review, and what you eat and what you do and how you take care of your body, how much water you take, how many hours of good sleep you have, etc. And then I can start developing the condition that body is in, how that body has been taken care of, and how we can bring it back to normality, how we can improve the
feeling. Let me ask you a question, because I come down and see you the first time, then the second time, both. When somebody comes in to visit you, just say for a tune-up. I mean, there's not anything specifically wrong with them. They just come in for a checkup. What are the main things you look for in somebody? I don't care what their age is, but let's say they're 50, 60, 70 years old. What are the main things that you look for first, right up front? I mean, they're coming just for a checkup. What do you look for?
Well, you have been here, and you saw. I talk to people first and foremost. I talk to people, and I see how they can talk, how fluid they are, how good a memory they have, what's their emotional condition. Emotions tells you a lot. You can find people, for example, you meet somebody in the market, people that you haven't done in a long time, and you become very emotional. Oh, hi, how are you? I'm so happy to see you, long time, etc. And the other person barely reacts. That person has a problem. Because as we lose the blood flow and the nutrition of the brain, we start losing our ability to react emotionally. So I talk to people first and foremost, and that's going to start giving me clues. I look at how they move, what they do, and of course you're going to have blood work. You want to see what's the sugar level, what is liver function, what is the condition of the blood, etc., the red blood cells and things like that. And you've seen it because you were here at the hospital. We check for live blood. We take a drop of blood, look it at the microscope, and we can see how the blood cells flow. Red blood cells should be flowing, I mean, going through blood vessels and should be circulating very nicely. If they're clumsy or they're not moving, that is a problem. Same with white blood cells. White blood cells.
I want to say this too, doctor. I have to say this, folks. That test alone, if you've never seen your blood circulating and looked at it live under a microscope, you have no idea what God's given you in creation. It's almost beautiful to look at. It's hard to describe. The red blood cells have a glow under it and around it. The white blood cells look like diamonds. They sparkle like diamonds. Dr. Rodriguez, that alone shows me the hand of God working in our bodies. Well, you go ahead.
Well, let me tell you, now that you said that, I mean, the hand of God in every single one of us, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, you live in awe every time you look at people, every time you see how they're functioning and how their bodies are producing things and doing things, and how we can function and live and so forth. And the more you see all the wonderful things that our bodies do for us, it's amazing. You say there's only one hand that could have done these things in such a perfect way, and I was telling you, and we review for all those things. Everything should be working well. The blood pressure again, and we just neglect it. And many times you were mentioning, for example, about this person that just had a stroke. Many times you have a stroke, but the stroke was there probably months before. So that's why I always tell people, you have to be aware, you have to be looking for warning symptoms or things like that. And even if you don't feel anything, you have to start reviewing your body and reviewing your functions. If you live with your spouse, we can talk to each other and say, you know, I've been noticing you do this, or I've been noticing you don't move as well. Let's check it out and make sure that nothing. Because it's wonderful. It's wonderful when you find out that something is not working properly and you say, okay, we have now the problem and we have the answers. And then you start setting those in motion and you say, I'm going to help you with this function, with this thyroid function. I think I can help you with the immune system. I can help you with your red blood cells. And you see how the faces of people change.
All right, folks, hang on through the break, and I can't believe the phone lines are ringing already. You listen to a man here that can give you answers. You can call him up at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We're waiting for your calls. Any questions you may have, we're here to answer for you. Dr. Rodriguez is. Come on, join us. Seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana. We at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Just jump back in here, and again, the phone lines are open. I don't care what your problem is. I really don't, whatever the problem is, it's not too late to call and ask a question. I have personally seen in my visits to the hospital, people healed of different things, everything from Parkinson's to cancer to, in this country, we can't use the word heal. We can't tell you how natural things heal you. It's against the law. We're supposed to be the freest country in the world, and we can't do what they do for us in Tijuana at the BioCare Hospital. It is absolutely disgusting to live in a country that we think we're so free that we can't even use natural alternatives in our bodies without breaking the law somewhere. And we can't use the word cure when actually those things happen. And I've visited people that were in the hospital when I was down there for different reasons. And I got to meet some of the finest people in the country, in the world, actually. I mean, they come from all over the world. And they come there to be helped. Some are helped, you tell immediately. Some of them take a little while longer, but they're there for help. And Dr. Rodriguez and his whole crew, you'll be assigned a personal physician. You will. And I'm going to tell you what, these people are on top of it. I learned more my first visit down there in a 20-minute conversation with two or three doctors than I learned in 50 years going to doctors here in the States. Now, that's the truth. And that's just the way it is. And if you have any questions tonight, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We do want to hear from you. Let's just go and take a phone call right now. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Pastor Butch, for taking my call. Dr. Rodriguez, my question to you is this, that I have been getting pneumonia several times already, but I've developed acid reflux that is just ripping me apart. A doctor told me it was caused by the medication. Is there anything I can do about this acid reflux? Because it's really rough on me.
Okay, yeah. I think the reflux is a very difficult thing to deal with. I don't know if you can tell me, are you overweight by any chance?
Well, I'm about 20 pounds overweight, yes.
Okay, well, it's not too much, but of course, losing weight helps a lot. Now, let me tell you which is the main offender for acid reflux. The main offender is sugar. If you take soda pop, it's same as carbonated drink. So if you take soda pop, which is sugar, in a carbonated drink, it's very bad. But even bread today, bread is made with raisin powder, with baking soda. It's not fermented anymore as it used to be. And that flour just drops in your stomach like lead and gives you a lot of these symptoms. So I would try to stay away from refined carbohydrates, sugar and breads, most and foremost. And eat something like dairy products, like you have to probably eat a little bit more of butter and cheeses. And just eat a soft protein, like eggs, fish, lamb, that type of meats. But stay away from breads and sugar. Those are the main offenders. The other one is... Do not eat late at night. I don't know whatever happened with the 5 o'clock dinner, because it's not anywhere to be found. But we used to eat our meals at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at the latest, and now we're eating at 8, 9 o'clock, and we're watching TV at 9, 10 o'clock at night, and having ice cream or chips or things like that, which is really, really bad food. And that can create a lot of problems. So I would try to stick to real food and stay away from any type of processed foods in general. You can go to the market and eat and prepare a salad. You can have a nice piece of steak if you want. You can have fish. But it has to be real food, food that you can touch and you can say, this is food. This is what God gave me to eat. Nothing that's in a box or in a foil or in a can is food, and that's why a lot of people are suffering a lot with that. And get some exercise before you go to bed. By that I mean walk, move around, like that.
And I enjoy the exercise a lot if I can do it. And one of the problems I found that since I had pneumonia, developed COPD. And this is the third round, and every time I get hit with the pneumonia...
Did you smoke?
Used to.
Okay.
But the last time I was in the hospital, the doctor asked me if I was brown mold.
And, okay.
Yeah, and he said that the mold was causing the problem.
Yeah, you definitely have an immune problem. So you have to be a lot more careful with the type of food that you eat to take better care of yourself. And listen, you can email me. You can send me an email. You can call me. We have an 800 number. It's going to cost you nothing. And you can tell me, and we can go step by step of what you're doing and how I can help you to change things for the better. Let's just keep in touch. I'll be very happy to help you.
Now, Joe, when I give that 800 number, you write that down. Now, he's on West Coast time, but you call Dr. Rodriguez. He'll call you back, spend some time with him, get in some detail with him, and ask questions that I don't think your doctor's here, although I know you see Dr. June. She does a pretty good job in a lot of things. But I think you'll find Dr. Rodriguez is maybe sometimes even a little more in-depth than Dr. June is even. So give him a call. I'll give the toll-free number in a minute. You write it down and give him a call and talk to him.
I certainly will.
Okay. Anything else you want to ask?
No, that's about what I've had. Was really the main thing was that acid reflux.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you the number in a minute. You write this down. You give him a call and ask all the questions you want. He'll take time to talk to you.
Yeah. Start doing what I'm telling you, and just let me know how you do, how you feel, what changed, what didn't, and we take it from there.
Okay. Anything else, Joe?
Oh, no, that'll be fine.
All right. Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. And folks, the lines are open. They're very quiet. By the way, we're going to get the number in a second. Get a pen and paper handy. I want you to write this number down. And I want you to feel free to call Dr. Rodriguez. He's the only doctor I know that will spend time on the phone with you as long as you need to and don't ask for anything returned. And that's unbelievable. Here's the number. It's toll-free from anywhere around the world. And I have people listening in Australia and France, everywhere. The toll-free number is 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Somebody will answer the phone, probably Carmine or somebody. Tell me you speak to Dr. Rodriguez, that you heard about him on Pastor Butch's program. He will talk to you and do his best to help you any way he possibly can. 800-701-7345 to talk to Dr. Rodriguez. Again, the phone line's open right now tonight for your call at 844-769-2944. Dr. Rodriguez, you go ahead. I mean, there's lots of questions I could ask you, but I think you know what you need to talk about tonight. Maybe you might want to give some examples of people that you've helped in the hospital. I met some personally, and I just love sitting down there in your hospital at the round the table with a cup of coffee and sharing the stories that they share with us. And it's just a remarkable thing to hear how God created our body, and we take care of it in the right way, how your body can even heal itself. But you might want to give some examples of some things you've seen, because people may have some questions on what can you help.
Well, we're talking about stiffness in the joints, on the break, and I want to tell you a little simple remedy that's going to provide results in 24 hours. You're going to see the change from today to tomorrow,
okay.
And that's something that I ask our patients to do a lot. That we do that at the hospital. Okay. Well, at the hospital, because we are a full hospital, we many times do some sort of fasting periods that are going to be supported by intravenous nutrition and intravenous supplementation. But this is something you can do at home that's in the middle of the way, and it only takes 24 hours. What you're going to do, and this is the time to do it, because right now we have a lot of apples and pears, what you're going to do is you are going to take apples. Apples are some of my favorites, but you can put pears in it. Or you can put any other type of fruit like that. Or even if it's not a fruit, even let's say cucumber or some of these juicy veggies that have a lot of meat. You can use them like cucumber, like carrots, and you just chop them all and you squeeze orange or lime or the combination of orange and lime juice in them. You do not use any sugar. You do not use any salt. You just put it in there. Put it in the fridge, and tomorrow morning you get your weight, number one, and you try to have an easy day. You're not going to do a lot of physical examination because your body is going to be in a semi-fast to detoxify and to get rid of excess water and salt. So what you're going to do is that you take your weight, and I ask people to take a selfie, a good selfie, because you're going to see how your face changes in just 24 hours. And
really?
Then you take
really?
That thing with apples, and I ask him to take sweet apples, like these that are kind of rosy, because green apples are too harsh, but the red or pink apples are delicious, are sweet. And you're going to eat that for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, for everything. You're going to be eating that all day long. And I encourage you to eat more than what you really want so you don't get hungry. And try to relax. Try to have an easy day. You take all that, 24 hours. 24 hours later, the following morning, you get your weight, and you're going to be amazed because you lost probably 2 pounds in only those 24 hours.
Wow.
You didn't lose weight. What happened is you lost a lot of water. Water that was in your knuckles, that was in your joints, that was in your heart, your brain, your everything. You're going to feel different, number one. Second, you take your selfie again, and you're going to see how your face changed. You're going to see how lines in the face are less, how the bags under the eyes are lessened, how a lot of things look better. But the most important thing is how you feel. So that second day after you did this semi-fast, this fruit fast, the following day, you take an easy day with food. Have some fish, have some salads, you can have some raw nuts, things like that. You can get your, this time, a good time of the year for nuts also. You can do your pecan, your walnut, whatever, and just snack on them, drink a lot of water. And by the way, during this semi-fast, you can have coffee, as long as you don't use any sugar. You can have tea, no sugar. But you're going to have, in 24 hours, Pastor Butch, I promise you, your knuckles are going to feel a lot better in just 24 hours if you do this.
Well, I'm going to do that. And, I'll have to go to the store and get some fruits and whatever. I'm going to do that. I am. Yes, I am.
And to all our listeners, if you have any questions, or you say, how exactly was that Dr. Rodriguez talked about? Send me an email, give me a call, contact me through social media, Facebook, you name it. And I'll be very happy to spell it out for you as careful as I can and help you to do that. It's only 24 hours and you're going to get results. If you start doing that every now and then, every month or something like that, you're going to love the results.
Okay, so the first day, fruit with what he said, maybe a little bit of orange juice with it, apples, bananas, anything I can mix together, right?
Any fruit that you want, bananas, apples, but you're not having any food. That's the trick. You're not having any food. You're not having any other than real natural food. What is the difference, Pastor? This is something very important, and I want people to focus on that. The real important thing is when you take a pear, when you take an apple, when you take a cucumber, when you have a banana or a carrot, you're eating a food that was God's creation, and you're eating it exactly as He delivered it to you. It hasn't gone to a factory. It hasn't been given any coloring, preservatives, chemicals, etc. It is real, natural, honest food. And that's what you're going to eat. And that's perfectly balanced. You don't need to do anything else. And it's healing, because you're going to feel it within 24 hours.
And then the next day, you said, what do you do the next day?
The next day, you make it easy. You make it easy. You have your salad, probably a piece of fish, and more fruit, of course, and lots of fruit. And the following day, you just go to your normal thing.
And can you add walnuts and pecans to the mixture of the fruit also?
You can do that, yes. But remember something, again, God gave us nuts. He didn't can them.
That's true.
He didn't bag them. If the nuts you're about to eat are in a bag, in a packet, in a can. They don't, they're not coming from the hands of God. Don't eat them. You have to eat nuts raw in the shell. You need a nutcracker, not a can opener. You buy your nuts. This is the time of the year to do that. And then you get your nutcracker, you crack them, you get together in the family something as humble and as inexpensive and simple as peanuts in the shell. You break them, you eat them. You know, they contain a very good anti-inflammatory omega-9 oils. They're good for you. But wow. Day number one, it's only fruit, no nuts. That's for day two.
Okay. All right.
Day number one, just all your fruit. You eat that.
Vegetables also, like carrots or cucumbers or
that type of thing, yes. Okay. And you're going to notice, during the first day, you're going to notice that you got to pee more than what you normally do. Because the lack of salt and the lack of food are going to allow your kidneys to let go a lot of things. And all of a sudden you notice like, oh, it looks, I have patients that tell me, doctor, don't give me any pills to pee. I'm not giving you anything. It's your body that's letting go what doesn't belong in your body. Our bodies are very wise. Our bodies know how to heal. Our bodies want to be healthy, but we don't give them a chance. Our bodies, they just don't get the chance because we keep on going to parties, having lots and lots of coffee. Coffee is not a bad thing, but we have to be careful about how much we drink. A cup, couple of cups a day, that's very good. But I know people like, I sit in an office, people that have 8 cups a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Too much of anything
is not a good thing.
Well, with the vegetables, for example, you cut up some carrots and some cucumbers or maybe a couple other things. Is there any kind of dressing or oil you can add to that to give a little flavor?
Nope. Lime and orange or something like that.
Okay.
We're not going to use anything. It's just the food as it was created.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. Folks, we have time for a phone call. We're going to hurry up. I mean, the phones are quiet. 844-769-2944. And you can call Dr. Rodriguez, like I said, that toll-free number. And I hope tomorrow you'll do that because then those people listening have questions. I'm thinking about now people right now that I know personally out there that are fighting cancer in different situations. And maybe it seems severe, but I promise you Dr. Rodriguez has answers. 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Dr. Rodriguez, I have a listener. I won't mention her name, but she's a very sweet lady who has a thyroid problem, and she's trying to help fight that. Would it be a good idea for her to give you a call and ask questions about what she can do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What is the problem again? I missed that.
Thyroid.
Oh, okay, sure. Absolutely.
Now, something like a thyroid problem, are they simple to fix with diet, or how would that work?
Well, it's simple to control. It's simple to handle it, and it takes just a little bit of attention. And I'm really surprised of how complicated many physicians do it, because it's a lot simpler than what it seems. You know, when I was doing my formal medical training, I was in charge of the thyroid clinic at the National Medical Center in Mexico City for 3 years. So I had a lot of experience with thyroid. And I think like everything else in medicine, if you don't fully understand, if you don't understand what you're dealing with, it's difficult to handle. When you understand things, they become all of a sudden clear and simple to handle. So you can ask this person to give a call, tell me what's happening, and if I can give her an advice, you know, I'd be very happy to
absolutely
do it.
And again, the folks' number is 800-701-7345. His email address is simple, doctor@biocare, B-I-O-care, C-R-E, hospital.com. doctor@biocarehospital.com. One more time, doctor@biocarehospital.com. And folks, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is for you to call and ask questions for this doctor. Do not be embarrassed. I promise you, this man will do everything he can to help you, and he'll take his time with you. He'll not rush you through. He's not trying to get a quota in. He's just trying to help you as an individual. So any question you have for Dr. Rodriguez, you call him and ask him. And that's the best he can offer is his services. That's what he does. That's who he is. For many years now, he's done this. And the BioCare Hospital is a place where I've seen miracles happen. And I say miracles. They are miracles. But this is what God made our bodies to do. So they're miracles. He created us that way. It's a process of bodies healing themselves using the things that our Father created for us. And Dr. Rodriguez one time said, when you buy an apple, don't look for a label on it. There's no ingredients. Yes. It's just an apple. It's just that easy. Dr. Rodriguez, about the last minute and a half, what do you want to say?
Well, I want to say, I think what you just said really summarizes it. When you get food, you get real food. When you treat your body as God meant you to treat him, it's going to do wonderful things for you. Miracles happen? Yes, because we are God's work, and God works miracles. So believe in your body, believe in the miracles that can happen. Open your Bible. It's right at the beginning. God gave us the foods that we should eat. Open Leviticus and see what our lifestyle should be like, etc., how we should honor our bodies and our immediate environment and so on. So just do that and become a believer that, yes, our bodies can do wonderful miracles.
All right. Dr. Rodriguez, I want to thank you for joining us again tonight, and I wish we were not so far apart. I really mean that. I'd like to sit down with you and break bread with you again and just talk and chat as two friends would. But I want to thank you for being there for Marcia and I and for other people out there, all the people out there that you help every day. Thank you, Dr. Rodriguez, so much for all you do.
Thank you for having me in your program.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Folks, we love you. And by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with Jason Nelson. Don't miss tomorrow night. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. I'll see you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.